Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
So, you know, one of my favorite things about the digital age is that everything's measurable now.
Uh-huh.
We can really get a good tally on what everyone's habits and their personality traits are like. Yesterday, we got an email from somebody who said he was having second thoughts about dating somebody because she was a really picky eater and she didn't like any of the foods or movies. Anything,
or adventure.
Or adventure anything. That he liked.
He said she was like human Melba toast, basically.
Exactly.
Very nice, but a very nice person.
Yeah.
Exactly. But shout out to the picky eaters. Anyone who's a really, really finicky with their food choices. We've got the data on that right now, and you're not the only one. Uber Eats has released the most weird delivery requests and picky eating requests. Now, most people are asking for no onions. A lot of people ask for extra sauce. A lot of people, like myself, request no tomatoes. That's my picky eating.
Wait, oh. You like tomatoes?
You know, it's something about tomatoes. You put a tomato on a sandwich, it's like you bite into it and it explodes and it's just runny and watery all over like your burger. And I'm just like, I wanted the sandwich. I didn't want the tomato water.
Although tomato can make a sandwich. If you're ordering a sandwich,
yeah.
Tomato can make a sandwich wet. So that's
exactly
why.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cherry tomato in a salad. I eat that last because, like, I want the drink at the end of the salad, and that's what I think of a tomato as.
I think cherry tomatoes should always be cut. I know some people love that like whole tomato burst feeling. Not me.
Exactly.
Cut it up for me, please.
So that's my request. No tomatoes.
Oh my god, you guys are funny.
So a lot of people say no cheese, no spicy, extra cheese, extra ranch. Dressing on the side isn't a popular one.
Okay, hang on a minute. Hang on. Extra ranch. Okay. Now, that's so amazing. I'd like my dressing on the side. No tomatoes, extra cheese, no sour cream, extra ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's going to help you lose weight.
Like, more fat, please.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That's ridiculous. That's
extra
so funny.
Ranch
but, you know,
good.
Who doesn't love it?
Why don't you text us your picky eating request to 104536? Let's see if it's one of the more popular ones. Now I'll read you, Marilyn, a couple of the most unexpected combinations of foods that people are requesting according to Uber Eats.
Okay, all right.
People are nasty. Shake with a side of ranch. People want mushrooms and ketchup. People want apple and mustard. People want tilapia fish with cheese.
Well, they have to cover that terrible fish.
That's a nasty fish.
That is a nasty fish.
They want their salad. Extra watermelon, please, on my salad. And spaghetti with extra olives. I didn't even know anyone would eat that. It's not so bad.
Let's go back to the tilapia with the cheese. First of all, fish and cheese.
Fish and cheese is not good.
Except for filet of fish when you're really hungry on the road. That does not make sense to me.
Yeah.
Fish and cheese is a highly controversial thing in the food world.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I know Bon Appetit magazine actually did like a rundown of, do you like your tuna melt, you know, heated up, like so it's hot fish, and then you add cheese.
Yeah.
Is that like a thing that you're a fan of?
It's not the taste. It's weird. It really is weird. Here's another weird one on that whole note, Caitlin. Shrimp and cheese.
Yep. Again, any type of seafood mixed with cheese, you're going to have people on either side saying, ew, or yeah,
right.
I'll take it.
Exactly. Kind of polarizing. So, yeah, we are all picky eaters in some way or form of fashion. Did you guys know that? Like, you guys eat your burgers with mustard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? If you ever go to New York City,
yeah,
there's no such thing as burger with mustard.
Rude.
No such thing. No. I mean, normal, if you ask me.
What do you mean? If I go to a Yankees game, I'm not going to find any...
There is not a restaurant in all of New York City where you can get a burger with mustard.
So what's on a burger?
Ketchup. Yeah. Maybe mayo, but there's no such thing as
relish?
Burger with mustard. Eh, that's a hot dog thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like when you leave, once you get to Jersey, that's when everything gets weird.
Okay.
Burgers have mustard on
them. Well, everything gets weird when you get to Jersey.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Exactly.
I know. I know from that.
Including full service gas. I can't put my own gas. What?
Did I tell you that Anthony Bourdain told me never to put lettuce on my hamburger, the late great?
Why?
Because it's slippery. It doesn't belong in a burger.
You're absolutely right. It's like it's like a banana peel on asphalt.
He said, stop it. That just does not make sense to
him.
He's
absolutely right. Yeah. Time for the breakfast battle. Team Marilyn, Team Jamar battle it out in a battle of wits? Not necessarily.
It's like a pop quiz almost, isn't it?
Okay, a battle of
Toronto pop quiz.
Information.
Yeah.
This morning's information you'd need to know are five-letter words. That's the topic today.
And the prize is a pair of tickets to see Eric Andre at the Just for Last Comedy Festival running in September. Jamar, who's playing on your team?
It was almost my son's namesake. Hey, Trevor, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It was one of the names I wanted to name my son.
Is that right?
I was thinking Trevor.
All right. That's a nice name, Trevor.
Yeah. Do you like your name?
Hello?
Yeah.
Do you like your name, Trevor?
I can hear now. It was really loud.
Okay. Trevor, do you like your name?
Do I like my name? Yes.
Good. I like your name, too. And is Amanda playing for me?
Yeah, I'm Ananda with an N.
Oh, Ananda?
What happened?
Hippie parents.
Hippie parents or bad penmanship? One of the two.
Yeah. How many times do you have to correct people?
Daily.
Yeah, I know. All right. God bless
them. It's all good.
Okay, well, listen, guys, again, as Jamar said, five-letter words, and Team Jamar is going to start off with Trevor. Is that a five-letter word?
No, it's a six.
Okay, fine. Jamar is a five-letter word.
It is.
Very good.
All right. Trevor, are you ready for action?
I am.
Caitlin, let's do it.
Okay, Trevor, your 30 seconds starts now.
When you tap the door to let someone know you've arrived, a young dog is a?
Puppy.
The African animal, white and black stripes.
Dalmatian.
We wear these on Remembrance Day.
Suit.
The Toronto Maple?
Leafs.
Not a canoe, but a?
Kayak.
The device that tells time?
Clock.
A group of 12 eggs is called a?
Dozen.
You lay these to build a house?
Brick.
Boom.
Nice.
How about those?
Seven.
How about those African Dalmatians?
That was the first thing that came to my head.
101 Dalmatians, Zimbabwe. That'll be the next. That was zebra.
How many?
So seven.
Quick. Seven for Trevor.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you, Trevor.
Trav.
All right, good stuff.
All right, Amanda, we got to do this. Ananda.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Five-letter words. Caitlin, take us in.
Ananda, your 30 seconds starts now.
The sensation of spinning around and seeing stars. You get...
Dizzy.
Another word for fast.
Quick.
When the ground shakes beneath you.
Quake.
The Italian food with pepperoni on top.
Pizza.
What country is Tokyo in?
Japan.
Pants made of denim.
Jeans.
Drink available in orange and apple flavors.
Juice.
A B word for alcoholic drinks.
Booze.
Teachers use this to write on the blackboard.
Chalk.
Da 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 da.
Ananda got nine.
Wow.
Nine for Ananda. Right. And you get to go see Eric Andre at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival happening in September. Congratulations.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good job, Amanda.
All right.
Thank
Trevor,
you, Trevor.
Good gang, Trevor.
Thanks.
Wow, Ananda was steaming through us.
She was steaming through.
Yeah, very, very good job.
Yeah.
Okay. And she got booze. I was singing beer. She got booze.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, she was counting the letters. Five-letter words.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
We have 14 hours, 16 minutes, and 18 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Until tip-off.
Big night.
You know what I'm talking about. It's game six of the NBA Finals. Big trending news this morning. Will it be the 6-6? Of course, Toronto hoping for that. Canada hoping for that. And actually, a lot of places in the U.S. hoping that the Raptors...
I think most of the U.S. is actually hoping for Raptormania.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It feels good to see everyone rooting for the team. If they could take the championship tonight in Oakland, tip-off is at 9. Expect big crowds in Jurassic Park again. Despite the rain, I feel so bad for all the super fans that are out there. It was a wet night on Monday, and they're kind of in for another wet night tonight. People are already lining up too. That kind of goes without saying at this point, but
it's just an amazing kind of surge of, you know, Raptor spirit. That's great.
Yeah, and there's going to be lots of other Jurassic Parks set up all over the city.
Yeah.
Now, the Jurassic Park down by Scotiabank Arena means there's going to be lots of road closures. So if you have to drive downtown around, well, I guess really anytime after work, just make sure you take note of those. You can also expect big crowds in front of the TV tonight. The stats came in for Monday's Game 5. I knew a lot of people were obviously going to watch this game, but it was actually the most watched NBA game ever in Canada and the most watched broadcast in the country this year.
Wow.
13.4 million people watched the game. That's 2 million more people than watched the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
It's Canada's team.
Exactly.
That's it.
Without any left shark or nip slips.
Yeah, no nip slips, no left sharks here. Just good old-fashioned basketball.
Okay.
Wow.
Take
that
NFL.
Far?
We are.
Hey, careful. Now you're making me mad.
Okay.
We made some mistakes along the way.
Yeah, well.
We'll keep it moving to hockey, which is also trending, because the longest wait for an NHL championship is over. The St. Louis Blues are Stanley Cup champions. They defeated the Boston Bruins. Yay! On the road in Game 7.
4-1,
Like a confident win.
go, go, go. Like, it was just like, it's nonstop, exciting.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with this win because I don't like Boston. I don't know if I've mentioned that enough times on this show, but I'm sick of them.
But the sweetness of this story is they won it in Boston.
I know.
And that's what I'm hoping for the Raptors.
Yes.
Yes.
Look, the Raptors have performed really well in Oakland so far this series. So we have no reason to believe that we're at some sort of a disadvantage heading into tonight's game because they're playing at Oracle.
Oddly enough, both teams have done really well on the road.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah,
it is odd. It is, yeah.
I'm saying the 6-6, and I'm throwing it out there. Back to hockey, though. Here's an interesting little story that has popped up surrounding this Stanley Cup win for St. Louis. So when the Blues were thought to have like no chance of winning the Stanley Cup, a huge fan in St. Louis placed a $400 bet at the beginning of the season for them to win the Stanley Cup. Because the odds were such a long shot, he stood to make a lot of money. And he said, despite, you know, the ups and downs, his gut told him, don't hedge this bet and do not sell this ticket. And it turned out he was right. Do you know what that $400 ticket turned into?
I don't want to know.
$100,000. $100,000.
He turned $400 into $100,000?
Yep.
Man.
Like, I'm not here to advocate for gambling. I think everyone should know that the long shot is real.
That's such a sweet story,
But it's a cool story.
I love that story.
What were the odds of me surviving a year chum? Did anyone bet on that line?
No, never.
They should have.
No.
Okay.
Don't say that.
I'm coming up on a year, so you want to put some money down.
I did a lot of research on you, buddy. My bet was all on you.
Thank you.
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
And this morning's E-Talk Entertainment Update is brought to you by the IKEA Summer Sale on now. Get up to 50% off select items until July 7th. IKEA family members save an extra 10% off the sale price during the first 10 days. Visit IKEA today. Visiting us this morning is Tracy Melcher.
In a red turtleneck because the weather still isn't where it should be.
Go Raptors!
Yeah, go Raptors.
My Raptors red. You Raptor so, foot.
Yeah.
Raptor foot.
Have you learned the dance?
I do. I have. I've been watching Brandon and Gurdeep on CB24 doing the Raptor foot.
So Marilyn, there's a new viral dance called a Raptor foot.
I've seen it.
But you have to say Raptor foot.
Gosh, you leave it to Caribbean people to make a dance.
A gentleman that used to be outside Union Station, but now he's outside Scotiabank Arena, and I want Drake to cut a track with him, just for him to have the royalties to be set for life, because he started a craze. Raptor foot, Drake, if you're listening, please find the gentleman outside Scotiabank Arena.
Okay, very good.
Something genius is his name. Yeah.
All right. Now, who's gonna start a family and have a big one?
Oh, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a little Schwarzenegger Pratt in the baby carriage.
Yeah.
So, of course, Chris Pratt, Catherine Schwarzenegger, the daughter of Arnold and Maria Shriver. Yeah. They got married
just last weekend.
Yeah. And they want to apparently make babies as soon as possible. So this is what's going on. Somebody said that she was spotted visiting her OBGYN.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I mean, somebody has to be able to go to their OBGYN office without me reporting on it. But she's Catherine Schwarzenegger. So rumors are swirling that she possibly has a bun in the oven right now. That was why there was a quickness, as the kids say, to the wedding. They just met last summer, and her mother, Maria Shriver, introduced them. And we know that Chris was married to Anna Faris for 8 years.
Yeah.
They separated in 2017, and they have a little son named Jack.
Yes.
So I'm sure Catherine and Jack and Chris have been on outings together. Obviously, there's a lovely relationship there, and I guess they want to add to the brood.
They're probably going to have a lot of kids.
Absolutely, because she comes from a big family.
Sure,
I mean,
sure. He gets to go to the Kennedy compound.
Kennedy compound.
Hyannisport. That's pretty amazing.
Play some football. Yes. So, on the other end of things, we're still talking about love, or it could be lust in this case. Wendy Williams, and I know, Marilyn, you're a big fan. I'm a big fan of Wendy Williams. She was hitting the town with a new boy toy. His name is Mark Tomblin. Apparently, they were in LA, and she met him through her friend Black China. And people are talking, you know, they're like, is she going too fast? Because he has a bit of a criminal past. And some people are saying that, you know, she's just putting him out and showing him out because she wants to make her estranged husband, Kevin, jealous. I mean, they were married for 22 years.
Can I tell you, that never works. It never works.
It doesn't.
You're trying to make, like, a vendetta. No, revenge.
Yes.
It never works.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's not the reason. Yeah. Maybe she's just, like, feeling the love.
Yeah,
she's feeling the lust.
Yeah.
She's feeling, you know, she's feeling herself.
Yeah.
She's feeling good about herself again. And even on her show, her energy seems lighter.
Yeah,
Since her and Kevin have, and, you know, they have a son named Kevin Jr.
Yeah.
He's almost 20 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. So Wendy's
she
kind
took
of
him
love
shopping,
less.
Though. Don't.
Oh, sorry. She did take him shopping.
She took this guy
She did
shopping.
Take him shopping. So they were visiting L.A. and when she met him, but she took him shopping in New York City.
Uh-huh.
So she's already buying plane tickets, too, obviously.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm not mad at that. You know what? Let Wendy live your life.
No, but...
Make this a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, okay. Jamar's is very disappointing.
You're
no one's ever taken me shopping. I've never been on a show. Can someone take me on a plane and get me shopping?
Can you take him to Pickering Town Center?
Town Center, man.
Yeah, you can pick me up in an Uber.
On
I'm
the glow
cool.
up, the PTC.
I'm cool with all of it.
That's where all the action's happening in the 905.
Okay.
But we're still thinking about the 416 and the Raptors because my son has been going to Jurassic East and Pickering and watching the games there. So
where is Jurassic East?
Jurassic East is at the Pickering Recreational Center. Which
okay,
is like
good.
Like 5
know.
Minutes from my house.
Good.
And they had like inflatable Raptors and big screens and Tim Hortons was giving coffee. It was just a fun time.
Awesome.
Go Raps.
Okay, go Raps. Thanks, Tracy Melcher.
Raptor Foot.
E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
You want to talk about Jurassic Parks? My apartment. I got a little baby dinosaur in my
it's
house. You should hear his voice. Check out my IG.
How's Kofi?
he's a pterodactyl or a velociraptor.
Adorable.
Totes adorbs.
Yeah, it's adorable.
So cute. Yeah. I know. Stepping on those little Lego pieces and those little dinosaur pieces, that's a pain you don't soon forget.
Okay.
Ouch.
I'll let you know when I get there. If you ever go on the site Reddit where they have like little what would you call it, like news groups, not or
yeah they have like groups.
Comments.
They call them they're like they're threads really. It's like a
threads, yeah
like a
it.
Part of Twitter or Twitter a part of Reddit
yeah
that'll be devoted to like one theme,
right? So Reddit has a theme or a thread that's called unpopular opinions, where people put out an opinion that is not really popular. It's an opinion they hold and they just put it out there to see how people feel about it. It gets a little controversial at times, but this one was really interesting. We figured to bring it to the show and see how people felt about it. An unpopular opinion that someone had, that if you have little ears around, you might want to cover them or change. Here we go. The unpopular opinion is that sex scenes in movies are actually completely unnecessary, and they add nothing to the plot or character development of a show. And they just do nothing but just make people feel uncomfortable. How do people feel about that? Are sex scenes just gratuitous, you know, just visuals for nothing?
Well, I can tell you there's a couple movies I can think of that didn't need a sex scene.
Like which?
Titanic.
Titanic
and a Model T.
Oh,
not necessary.
Like the
hand.
Kate Winslet's hand on the steamy car window.
Right.
See, that's actually to me a good example.
We're sinking people.
Right.
That wasn't necessary.
So do you think sex scenes in general don't even need to be in a movie?
No.
I feel like if you're going to tell a story, I mean, if part of the story is the sex, I mean, if you leave that out, you're kind of just being like, squeamish, you know? Like,
well,
I feel like they kind of, for some movies, they need to be there, no?
I think so. I think there's some movies that they do it so well in that you don't, you see after the fact. That you don't see the whole sex scene that kind of tells the story. But you're talking about full-on sex scene.
Yes, the scene where
50 Shades wouldn't have made it at all.
Well, I mean, that's what the movie was about.
That's right, right, yeah.
What's your opinion, Caitlin?
I think it's touch and go on that one, not to be using a pun.
Uh-huh.
But, like, there are some scenes where they reference it and they do it well, and you can do a cutaway where, like, you can tell that things get started, but they don't go, like, a full few minutes on the scene.
Right.
And then there are scenes where, it's overkill, and you just start to feel uncomfortable, and you don't know why we're watching this so extensively. Like, I get it. You can reference that these characters are about to have sex, so they're having to show, like, a five-minute-long sex scene.
Right.
True.
I'm trying to think of a good example of a sex scene that served a purpose in a movie other than to be scintillating.
Okay.
Like something that actually pushed forward character development and was important to the plot of the
movie. Or maybe it's the scene where two characters get together that you didn't really expect them to get together. And you're like, oh man, they got together? No?
Yeah. It's kind of an odd thing.
How about this? Let's go into current pop culture.
Okay, sure.
Game of Thrones. I mean, there was tons of sex in that TV show, no?
I didn't watch it, but I understand.
Caitlin, the Game of Throner.
Some of them felt gratuitous because they went on too long. I feel like length is key.
Right.
Like if it's, you know, having a little bit of it seems like it's fine, but sometimes when it gets on for a really long time, I'm kind of like, well, what's even, I get it.
Right.
Like it's an I get it moment.
Okay, I didn't watch that, so. But I would have to say anytime I see a sex scene that's on a beach, I'm going uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know what? I like sex. I can't say honestly that the sex scene has ever pushed any movie forward for me. So I'd have to agree with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a few texts now. Oh, we've got quite a few. Someone said The Notebook had a great and worthy sex scene for character development.
Okay.
That was true.
We've got two votes on the same side as I agree. Sex scenes in movies are totally useless. Someone else said that they are voting in favor of Basic Instinct. Someone else said Thomas Crown Affair. You needed to show the passion and they did it well.
Okay. Text to 104536. Best love scenes in movies. Worst love scenes that didn't even need to be in their movies. 104536. We'll go through those right after this.
I just want to say the sex scene in the newest version of Thomas Crown Affair was on the stairs and very uncomfortable.
Who wants to do it on a staircase?
I don't know.
Trust me, don't do that. Figure that out in high school.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.